Today's daf in Masechet Arachin is daf Vav. We're holding right at the top of the daf, and we're holding in the middle of the sugya, which we sort of stumbled into, with the question of whether it's more reasonable to say that an akum can be ma'arich, or more reasonable to say that an akum can be ne'arach. And that is machlokes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, and it led us into trying to understand better what it was at the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, what it was that led them to reject any donations from the Kutim that were living in Eretz Yisrael. So according to one man, the Omar, it's a general insight into the fact that we want to keep Akum out. According to the other man, the Omar, it was a specific problem of the time in which the Akum were doing their best to prevent the construction of the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore it doesn't define things forever. Now this leads us into the practicalities of what happens, in fact, when an Akum donates today something beferish to a Beit HaKabayit or to a Beit HaKnesset and so on, and that's today's Gemara. Tanachada. Now, one writer says that an Olvet Kochavim Shitna Dev Nidavala Beit HaKabayit Mikablim Emenu. So according to one writer, if a Goy gives something as a gift to the Beit HaKabayit, then we accept that gift, V'tanya Idach, but there's another writer that says that Ein Mikablim Emenu. Now, obviously, the Gemara could have said right at this point, points out Tosfos, that, well, obviously, one is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is going according to Rabbi Meir. However, it says that the Gemara doesn't consider doing that simply because the Lashon is not the right Lashon. Because the Machloket Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, is whether it's Kodesh or not Kodesh. And over here it's a question of whether Mekabel or not Mekabel. And that doesn't sound like their Machloket. So how do we explain the fact that we appear to have a contradiction in the Braitot? Omar Abilam, Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Kasha. The Braita that says Ein Mekabli Mimenu is talking about Betchila. At the beginning of the Binyan, Beit HaMikdash, over there we're afraid that the Kavanah of the Akum is to get involved in the Planning Commission and to be looked at as somebody who's got something to say about things, and that we refuse, exactly as we saw in Ezra. And Ha'abisof, whereas the other one is talking about where the Beit HaMikdash is already built, and at this time, there's no issue about any further delays. That's one pirish that Rashi brings. Another pirish is that Betchila is talking about where Yisroel was in charge. And therefore, we don't have to accept it. Too bad for you. Sof is talking about where it was necessary Mipnei Darkei Shalom, and it would have opened up a real can of worms for us to tell the Goyim that they cannot donate money to the temple. So over there, it's at the time of Imat Akum on Yisroel, and therefore we would be Mekabel. But Rashi doesn't really like that pirish, even though he brings it, because he says that there isn't really a difference. During the entire period, there was definitely pressure in Emat Akum Alayim. So how could we say that that's the meaning? So he sticks with with his own shot. Tosfos says, Betchila means during the time of the Binyan, we're not Mekabel, because they'll say that they had a part of it. And Besof, we were Mekabel, meaning after it's already built, because they can't say anything. In other words, they can't say if it wouldn't have been for us, then it wouldn't have been built. So they can't take credit for themselves. It's a slightly different issue. And the Rabbi Gershon learns the Pashto Pshat, that Lusof simply means B'diavad. Means the Chatchila in Mekabli Me'an, and Besof meaning B'diavad. If they actually said, this is yours, and that's it, they don't come to discuss it, so then we're Mekabli. That's one approach. The Omar Rabbi Asi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Batechila, Afilu Mayim Umelach, Ein Mekabli Me'an. If we're holding right now at the Binyan Beit HaMikdash itself, we would not accept even water and even salt, even though the thing itself is obviously not going to be usable, we'd have to sell it. It's not usable in the building of the Beit HaMikdash, you're going to put salt in the mortar or whatever. Even that, we wouldn't be Mekabel from them. But Sof, after the Beit HaMikdash is already Kayam, then only a davar ha-misuyam in Mekablim, something, and the Gemara is going to define this in a moment, something that can be clearly identified. This is what I donated. So that, we're not Mekabel from them, because it's ignai, simply to be able to say that this piece of the Beit HaMikdash is from a goy. Or the other possibility is, because if he can point to something, then he can take pride in the fact that the Beit HaMikdash is his. But a davar she'enu misuyam mekabli mehem. And what do we mean? Like, how far do you take the idea of davar misuyam? Hechidami davar misuyam. Rav Yosef, well, for instance, Kigon Amakalya Orev. So they used to have special tiles that were built with sharp pieces sticking out of them. And those things were somewhere in the tile itself, jutted upwards. And those were, each one was an amal and amal. And they put these on the top of the roof of the Beit HaMikdash to keep the Orev away from the roof of the Beit HaMikdash. Others run that it's literally a scarecrow. So, a scarecrow.
A real live
a
animal?
Real scarecrow. No, a scarecrow.
I'm sorry.
That would move.
Oh, a scarecrow.
Yeah, a scarecrow. So it's scarecrow. Mavriachari, Kalya Orev. Bye-bye crows. Right? The Rambam learns that it's along the edge of the roof. It's a sharp edge. There's nothing could sit on the ma'akev of the roof. Okay. In any event, that even that's called a davar mesuyam. It's not like a very mechubat piece. It's just like a very practical kind of thing. Of course, there's all kinds of Muslims to the idea of Orev, Tarovet, going back to the marble, and the whole question of the contradiction of the Yonah and the Orev, and so on. The Kalya Orev is important for the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore you cannot have it pointed to by an Akum saying, this is my Kalya Orev. Motiv of Yosef, at the time of the Binyan of Beit HaMikdash, Nehemiah sent a letter to the king of Bavel, in which he writes, V'geret el Asaf, Shomer HaPardes HaShel HaMelech, that he writes that he insisted that he wanted to get a commission from the king to the man who's in charge of the wood, who's in charge of the trees, that they would be able to use. So apparently they did take the trees from the Goyim. And it says, the Gemara Malei Abaywa, that's different. That's a government grant. Government grant has nothing to do with individuals pointing to something and saying, this is mine. That's Shinei Malchuta. Malchuta, when they get a government gives a grant, once they have a budget for something, they'll never close that budget. They've opened the money, the Lohadrabe, as you know, they'll justify that budget no matter what, Kamel or high water. So because of that, the Omar Shmuel, the Omar Malchuta Akrana Ture, if the government has decided they're building a highway through mountains, they'll do it. They're not going to change their mind once a program was already commissioned. So it turns out to be five times as expensive as it was supposed to be. What can you do? Cost overruns. But they're not going to cancel the program. So over a year, once the government had agreed to the building of the Beit HaMikdash, that's not the same as a goy individual who may indeed attempt to wrest control and to cancel things. It will be dependent on them. It'll be terrible. And therefore, Malchuta, we don't care about. Not a problem. Omri Vira Marav. Oved Kochavim. She frish truma mikiryo. How about a goy who takes off truma? Now, obviously, goyim are chayev in truma. So then, butkinoto. We try to figure out, we talk to him, what is it that he wanted? Ibedat Yisrael, he frisha. If he said, well, he was mafresh, he just wants it to be like the Jews would do with their truma. Okay, so then, tinaten lakohen, exactly the way. It's basically a gift of tzedakah, so to speak. He wants to be looked at as important by the Jews. Give it to a kohen. Vimlav. If he doesn't know what it is that precisely, or we don't know what his das was. So then, the truma is a surbana, and it's to una gniza, it needs to be put away. So, it's talking about, of course, where bizman hazeh, where we can't do anything which is hegdish. So, because we're afraid, chashin et shema b'libo l'shamayi, what he wants to do is, to him, it's always about the church, which to him is the temple, and he meant it to the temple. So then what are we going to do with it, bizman hazeh? We can't do anything with it. We're not going to be paid of bizman hazeh. Meite. So that's the Gemara we learned in the Brayta that Oved Kochavim. Sheet Nadev Korah. He gives a roof beam to a Beit HaKnesset. And he has the Shem HaShem, which is Chokuk now, on the Korah itself. So then Bodkinoto. We try to figure out what the Kavanah was. Imam Arbidat Yisraeli Freshti. He said, look, you do with it whatever you would do. A Jew gave this. Do whatever you want. So then you're good. You have to take off the place where the Shem HaShem was written. And you put that into Gniza. You can use the rest of it. Vishtamesh b'motar. It's not considered to be Hegdish that he meant to dedicate the whole thing to the Lord. And then it was Kodesh b'kedushas b'dekabayit. Vimlav. But if we don't know really is what he's thinking. So then this is very suspicious. And then it's to an Gniza with Chayish that it's really Hegdish that he meant. Now, what does the Shem Chakukala have to do with the price of eggs in China? You just said that the question was what his intent was, meaning in general, what his intent was. Nothing to do with the fact that there was something very suspicious on it. So when he said Truma, where was the equivalent of the Chakikat Hashem? It wasn't. So why is it dependent on the Chakikat Hashem? The implications here is Tama. The only reason that we're worried that maybe he meant to give it to Hagdish is because he puts God's name on it. So the Ketuv Aleha, shame. That's why it's Boigeniza. But if we wouldn't have that suspicion, and it would just be a piece of wood, then it would be the same as the Truma, and yet Ha'en Shem Ketuv Aleha Lo Boi. There would be no Geniza. There would be no need for the Geniza, which doesn't make sense according to what Rav just said, because he's Chayesh. We're always afraid that Libo L'Shamayim, even without any kind of special indication that that was a Chash. Says the Gemara, it's true. Hu Adin, Rav Agav, the Ein Shem Ketuv Aleha, would be exactly the same halacha. If there was no Shem Hashem on it, Nami Boi Geniza. We would still have this problem, as Rav said. Why then did the Braita talk about this case? To tell me the opposite, teach me that even though the Afa gav the Shem Ketuv Aleha, even though there is a Shem Hashem on it, so in that case you might think, so then what do you're allowed to cut off the Shem and it should be going as the whole thing? It's all Kodesh B'Kedushas Hashem. That nonetheless, Yagud Yishtamish B'Motar, you can cut off the area that has the Shem Hashem, you can use the rest of the Korah, and that is the Chiddush, the Shem Shelo B'Mekomo. Lav Kadosh. If it's not in the place of the actual writing of the Shem, then it's not considered to be Kadosh. So that's one approach. The other approach is that it means Shelo B'Mekomo, not written properly on a piece of parchment and so on, that it's just put on a kli or something like that. That's not the place where there's a din of Ketiva of the Shem. And that's not called Kedushat Hashem. And therefore, it wants to tell us two separate halachas. One is the din of the chashash that libo l'shamayim, which is not dependent in the chakikat Hashem. And the other is that if we know that it wasn't that libo l'shamayim, but that he's just doing this as sort of, you know, to donate to the Jews will be happy with him, and he'll be able to keep the sticker of I donated to the police retirement fund or whatever. So then, enochinami, we would do it. But there's no chashash of the Shem, that's the second chiddush. Titznan, where do we see this? Because it says, Hayakatuv, the Shem Hashem was written, Al Yodot HaKelim, or Al Kira Ehamita. The din is, cut off that piece, begonize it, and I say, Yagod, Vignos, and then you can use the Kli. And the Kli, or the Mita, is not Osir, just because there was a Shem written on the Kli somewhere, on the Mita somewhere. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Abahu, Omer Sela Zolid Zdaka, somebody wants to give a sellah to tzedakah. He is allowed to l'shanota. He can, say, use it. Right now he needs to cover an overdrawn bank account. He can use that money and pay it back afterwards, as long as he hasn't given it yet. And then he gives it to Agdash. Now he thought, Sovaminai, that they thought, rather, those who heard this halacha from Rav Nachman, they thought that means that he can use it, la'atzmo, in, he's allowed to, because since Lamaisa, he gave this money to Tzedakah, so we assume that he always had and does, that if I'll need it before I actually give it over, I'll be able to use it and repay it. He doesn't mean that this particular thing I can't use for anything else, I'm going to give it to Tzedakah. It's a commitment to give to Tzedakah, but that he had in mind that he may need to use this meanwhile. So, but certainly La'acher, somebody else needs money. You can't do it because you weren't thinking that at the time. And you'd have to make a beferish tanai in order to do that. I'm giving this on condition that I can use it for other purposes before I give it to tzedakah. But in fact, that was wrong. Eat my omer of ami omer of Yochanan. It doesn't make any difference. It's bein la'atzmo, bein la'acher. Omer, Rabbi Zeira, when do we say this, that you're allowed to be mishana it for uses before it's given? Lo shano ela de'omer alai. That's where he accepted the chiyuv on his shoulders. He said, I accept responsibility to give this money to tzedakah. But if he said, this is tzedakah, so he said, I raise zo, so then at that point, he's saying, I need to give this, so he can't use it for anything else. It's not like the value of it. It's it. In that case, then he has to give it the way it currently is. Matki flarova. Why do you say that? I would say exactly the opposite. Adrab. Ipcha mistavra, I would say like this, that if he says, Sela zo, so Omar zo should go to tzedakah. There the din is, that he's not chayav b'achrayuta, like if that's the difference between nedav and nedava. And therefore, he is mutter to be mishtamish, but you know why? Because it's to our benefit to the benefit of the tzibur that he use it. And therefore, we want him to use it. Because the moment that he goes and uses it, he now is responsible for it. Until he used it for himself, it's like anything else. Jarezo, look, it's not my business. This goes to tzedakah. If there's a fire, or if it's stolen, oh, what can you do? Tzedakah lost. But the moment that he takes it, so then he's going to be responsible to get it back. If he's responsible to get it back, that's advantageous for tzedakah. Therefore, miprinatenu, not because of his das, but because we, the recipients, the tzibur that's receiving this as a donation for the tzorchei tzibur, are happy for people to put themselves in the situation where they're going to end up more responsible. So therefore, it makes sense that we would be willing that he should do that.
More like we have better safeguards for a risk.
Right. It's like it's increasing our value.
In other words, there's insurance. We're buying insurance.
We're buying insurance, exactly. Aval Amar Alai, on the other hand, once he was already mechayev himself, b'achrayut, so then we're losing out, because if he uses it, maybe he won't get it back.
Right.
So in that case, exactly. So then, look, there's no further insurance. He committed himself. That's a, what do we gain from it? So the fact is, as you're pointing out, there are two different elements, right? There's the element of what we want. There's the element of how to estimate his da'at.
So we're allowing him, essentially.
That's what I would have
said. That's what Rava says.
That's what I would have said, says Rava. But I cannot deny that there's the other issue that you raised, which is the question of his da'at. But the judgment call is that basically it's the same in either direction. And therefore, I would say, Elolo Shana, doesn't matter whether he said Arizo, whether he said Arielai, different elements need to be taken into consideration. In the case of Arizo, we need to take into consideration the benefit that accrues to us. In the case of Arielai, we need to take into consideration what his initial dot was, and therefore what rights we have to control it. Memela, I would say, it makes no difference. You're always allowed to use it. In fact, Tanya Kavatei Derava, there's a bright that says precisely that. Neder tzedakah, but ain hegdish tzedakah. That's a very strange, opaque statement. Neder is tzedakah, but hegdish isn't tzedakah. I asked him, well, what the heck is that supposed to mean? Maika Amar. What do you mean? Lo neder, lo hegdish tzedakah. What are you saying? Somebody gives a neder, so automatically goes to tzedakah. Somebody makes hegdish, it goes to tzedakah, goes to the Bedek Abayit. The meaning of neder in this context is a neder of domi. How did tzedakah get involved? We have to understand what the Braita means is like this, that somebody who was meant to give tzedakah, so he's a kabbalah on himself to give tzedakah, right? And he doesn't give it. That person, so long as he doesn't pay, is over on the lav of lo ta'acher l'shamo, as if he was ma'acher a neder. So that's the point. But hegdish is not like hegdish, because hegdish is not only a problem of ta'acher, but you're also never, not allowed to use it. The moment you make something, you just can't use it. Also, lishtamishba. Mashenkin, tzedakah is mutter lishtamishba. Shor lishtamushibe. So what do you see from here? That the neder is indeed, tzedakah is like a neder. But tzedakah is not like hekdash. That's exactly what it's saying. So if that's the case, it doesn't say what type of tzedakah. It doesn't say, well, if you said harealai, or if you said harezo. It just says, don't make the mistake of thinking that the limitations on the usages of hegdash apply to tzedakah. They don't. Tzedakah is not hegdash. That's what it's saying. In which case, it means that you can use it either way. So this is the Raya to Rava. Omer of Kana, I said over this whole discussion in front of Rizvit Narda. Amar, so he told me, well, Maton Achi Matanitula. You read it like this. According to Rav Nachman, it's mutter lishtamesh. And the point over here is that it we're not defining when, but anan achi matinidala. Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav Baravu, Om Rav, Om Arsela Zolit Tzedakah. We had in Rav Nachman's original ma'amar the additional statement, mutar l'shanota, quote, ben la'atzbo, ben la'acher, ben omar ha'realai, ben omar ha'rezo. So in other words, in the original, your whole discussion, it's very nice that you figured it out and so on. But your whole discussion we had in the original words of Rav Nachman. Tanaravana. Sela zola tzedakah. It says in the bright, if somebody says I'm giving this particular sela to tzedakah. So ad shelo batel yad gabai. Before the sela came into the hands of a gabai, mutar l'shanota, you can change this to use for other usages. So you can use it for some. There's one pshat in the Tosis that it means you can use it for another tzorach mitzvah. actually docha this pirush, because you can't, even before it comes to degabai, it's dependent on that das as well. So it's mutar l'shandota, means you can use it to use it for yourself. But the moment that it already gets into the hand of the gabai, at that point it can't be changed from the initial intent. Also l'shandota. Yes, is that true? Any? That's the halacha. I thought Rabbi Yanai, who was a gabai tzedakah, Rabbi Yanai used to borrow money from tzedakah to pay it back. Yazifu para. Says the Gemara, yes, that's Rabbi Yanai. That's a special case. Why? Shani Rabbi Yanai, the necha leila aniyim, the kamadamashi maisi umaitilu, the aniyim were all necha that Rabbi Yanai should invest the money. Because what he used to do is he would see to it that if he didn't have the money, let's say he would borrow the money, and he was unable to pay it back and it was needed, so he would go and collect more money. So then when he did pay it back, it was double the money. So it's not that anybody ever suffered from the fact. See, normally we won't let you use it for anything else. What happens if there's an emergency need? Somebody needs money today. And then you're not going to have it today. You're going to tell somebody to wait until tomorrow, till he eats. But Rabbi Yanai was not a problem. Rabbi Yanai was always capable of getting more money. So he would go back to the tzibur and say, okay, this is what I need. So in the end, there's revach to the aniyim in this, because it's like investing money in the future of the aniyim. But a normal person, he may get stuck, and he won't be able to raise money. Tana Rabbanan. Yisrael, shitnadei minorah, oner, lebet hakneset. Somebody gives a particular thing. So let's say he gives a golden menorah or something to hang up in the shul. There, you can't use it for anything else. Even if you would give the money to the Beit HaKnesset to take the place, asur l'shanota. So, he thought that meant that whether you need it for a mitzvah, you're not allowed to change an item. When do we say that it's asur l'shanota? That's dafka l'dvar rashut. But if it's needed for dvar mitzvah, mutar l'shanot. That is, yes, mutter, and although I'm quoting Rabbi Yochanan, but I don't mean to quote him literally word for word. I derive it from the implications of something that Rabbi Yochanan said, and that was as follows. Mili Omar, since Rabbi Asi quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that Oveko Chavim, Shit Nadei Menorah Oner, Lebet HaKnesset, if a goy gave a particular thing to a Beit HaKnesset, so Ad Shelo Nishtaka Shem Ba'aleha, so long as the people remember that this particular lamp was a gift of Mr. So-and-so, Asur L'shanota, over there you're not allowed to change it because, as the Rush explains, you're going to be Goyrim Eichil Hashem if you use it for anything else, because the owner is going to find out about it, and he's going to be extremely upset. You know, I donated this, and you went ahead and used it for some other purpose, so that then it's Asur. But Mishen Ishtaka Shem Ba'aleha Mimena, once he's no longer involved and people don't remember who gave it, then it's mutar. So, ask the Gemara, okay, so let's be medayik in what he's saying. And now you'll see why I quoted Rabbi Yochanan. Lamai. So where did Rabbi Yochanan make it dependent on whether it was nishtaka? If we're talking about ledvar ashut, so then what does that have to do with the novit kochavim? My area of novit kochavim. I mean, the ledvar ashut, Filo Yisrael Nami, we said in the Brayta before that there's nothing that you can do. You can't change it. If it's a Dvar Rishut, you're not allowed to be Mishane. Or as Tosafot points out, you could have also asked it in a different way. You're not allowed to be Mishane even if it is Nishkach Shema Ba'alim Yimena. Fine. But either way, it doesn't make any sense. Now, why would we bring in Mishan Nishkach? Why would we bring in Oved Kochavim? Ella, we've got to say that he's talking about the Dvar Mitzvah. Now, why then did we limit the case to a case where a goy had been donated? Why didn't we say the same thing is true of a Jew? I'll tell you why. Because it's dafka over here. It must be that we're talking about the Dvar Mitzvah. The taima, the only reason that it's also, is because since we're talking about a novi kechavim, he's going to make a racket if it's changed. I don't give a hang what it is you guys thought was more important than the Beit HaKnesset. I gave this lamp to have my name on it in the Beit HaKnesset. I'm going to sue the hell out of you, and so on and so forth. But that's only a guy who's going to do that. So, and so on. So therefore, he's going to be very He's going to be very poi. He's going to shout. Avisro de lopoi. A Jew's not going to make a racket about it. And there, Shapir Dami, apparently it would be mutter to be Mishana, as long as we're talking about the Dvar Mitzvah. Now, I mean, straight out of the Lord of the Rings, Sha'azrak, the Taya, who was really an orc, but here he's presented as an Arab, was Inadev Shragal Beknish to Rav Yehuda. He donated a lamp to Rav Yehuda's shul. And this guy was a Taya. Taya is a businessman, as an Ishmaeli, or usually. So Rechava was Mishana, that lamp, for use of other purposes. Shani Rechava. The Ikbid Rava, and Rava was angry at Rechava for changing it, even though it was the Dvar Mitzvah, because everybody knew that it was Sha'azrak's donation. So Ikidi Amre, others said the story was that Rava had been Mishana, and Rechava was angry. And Ikidi Amre, others say that actually it was the Gabai, was Shani Chazoni de Pumbedita, was the Gabayim in Pumbedita, and they didn't discuss it with the Rabbanim, and both Rechava and Rava were angry. The Ikbid Rechava, the Ikbid Rava. So Mandeshani, whoever it was, I mean, we don't know, but what was the Sfar to be Mishana? So Mandeshani Sovar, come on, how often does an orc come to the Beit HaKnesset? He's going to see, he's going to know the difference. You don't have to be chayish. You know, it's like a one-time kind of thing. And therefore, what do we need to worry about it? He's a socher, he's out of town, he's a busy guy, he's going to come into the Beit HaKnesset. He gave something to the Beit HaKnesset that should be up on the wall, you know, that people should do more business with Shazrak Incorporated. But he doesn't know the difference. And the Manda Ikpit Savar, you know that he's never going to come in to see his lamp. Zimni de Makriviati. It might happen. You don't have a right. We are dealing with Yichil Hashem. You don't have a right to take a chance like that based on norms. Continues Eilat Mishnah. Hagoses Vayotze Lahareg. You have somebody who's on his deathbed. And at this point, it's obviously does not have any market value. Or he's Yotze Lahareg. He's being taken to his execution. We're talking about over here by a Jewish court, because over there it was a clearly defined psak halach, and you can't change your mind because you get money or whatever, as opposed to something that had to do with the king. I mean, then there's always a chance that things will change at the last minute. So such a person, lo nider, somebody who says the money that this person's worth on the open market, he isn't worth anything. But he's also not ne'erach. So there's no din of arachin either, as we'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavi Omer, he's going out, he could still be ne'erach. The reason is because it has nothing to do with having an actual market value. Mipnei shedamav kitzuvim. After all, the Torah says, I'm interested in how old he is and in his sex. Couldn't care less about whether he's got a long lifetime ahead of him or not. He's alive, nefashat. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no dare. Uma'arich, umagdish. These people can themselves be mechayim. He can be ma'arich others. They can be magdish things. And what's more, imizik chayav. If this guy damages something, so then he's also chayav to pay. Now, this seems to be a complete non sequitur. The Gemara is going to explain how these various shitot interrelate with each other, because what's this nugget? So, bishlama, I understand, says the Gemara, a goseis has no market value, so he's low neither. Fine, the lav bar damimu. You cannot say I'm going to give his value to Hekdesh because he doesn't have any. I understand that he's also low ne'erach because of a different reason. As we said earlier, so he needs hamad avaracha. So he's lav bar hamad avaracha, as we said before, that's the reason that we're mitzi a goseis. And in the end, that's why we're mitzi a mate in the end, which gave us the extra nefashot for other things. But I don't understand the Yotzei Le'areg. The Yotzei Le'areg, I understand why he's lonely there. He's lonely there because nobody will pay money for him. The Lav Bar Damimu. But, I mean, he could stand perfectly well. So why isn't he included in Aracha, Amadam Aracha? Elolo Ne'arach, Amaylo. Answers the Gemara to Tanya. Minayin Sha Yotzei Le'areg, Vomer Erki Alay, Shalom Amar Klum. Where do we see that if he tries to give his Erech, he's not chayven anything? Talmud Lomar, it says in the Pasuk, Kol Cherem, Asher Yechoram Min HaAdam, Lo Yipadeh. So someone who is in a matzav, who is being muhram meaning that the Beis Din is getting rid of him to kill him, is not included in the dinim of pidyanot, and therefore is not included in arachin. Yochel afil kodem shtigmar dino. You might think that this is true even where there hasn't been a gemar din yet, so they haven't said that okay, you are going to be executed. Talmud lomar. Therefore, it's supposed to min ha'adam, lo kol ha'adam, meaning only in unique circumstances where the din is already finished and is a yotzei lehar. Ask gemar what, and according to Rav Chananya ben Akavya, who says that a yotzei lehareg is ne'erach, b'pnei shedamav ketzuvim. So what does he do with the pasuk of kol cherem asher yechoram lo yipadeh? My avidei, how does he understand that pasuk at all? And says Gemara, he understands it the same way that the following bright understands it. L'chidat Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer, l'fi shematzino l'mumatim bidei shamayim. Somebody is chayev to bidei shamayim. So he's a zar. That was ochal truma. He can be mitchaper. He can give tzedakah. He can be mitchaper on himself. That's the shuvah. He doesn't necessarily have to die. Shinamar, I mean, it says that im kofer yushat alav anatam pidyon nafsho. So let's say the baalim of this shor ha-muad that killed somebody, because he didn't watch his shor properly, he's really chayev mita, gam alav yuma. But im kofer yushat alav, so that's all bidei shamayim. That's a mita bidei shamayim. So I might have thought that there is such a thing as kofer. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is ready to be mekabel kofer and pater him in mita bidei shamayim, so maybe a Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing to pater him from mita bidei adam. So Yochol, you might think that even af someone who's chayv mita bidei adam came, and he could, let's say, if he says, I'll support the entire community for 10 years, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy with that. Keep that zechut instead of killing the guy. Talmud lomar, kol cherem lo yipadeh. So the pasuk means exactly what it's saying. It's saying you can't buy your way out of a chayv mita. Is that telling you that you're out of the whole parsha of pidyonot and kachim? What does that have to do with it? It means exactly what it says. In the elamitot chamurot. Okay, maybe that's true, but it's only true about the type of chiyuv on a chiyuv mitah where the Torah was never koveya a korban to bring on the shkoga. Shulonit na shigigatam lekapara. So let's say somebody blasphemes or something over there where there's no din or he's mekalal his father. Well, those things are chiyuv mitah. But there's no maaseh to be mechayev a korban b'shoge, and therefore the Torah never was koveya any level of kapara. So I understand that just like b'shoge, there wouldn't be a kapara, there wouldn't be a kapara either for doing something b'mezid. So I can't buy my way out of it. But how about the type of chiyuv where the Torah did give you a kapara b'shogeg? How about mitot kalot, a chiv mita of an aveira that is yoter kal in terms of having a kapara b'shogeg? So let's say somebody murders, so b'shogeg goes into galut. Somebody does avodah zorah, or z'machal shabbos. So over there, his shogeg is a korban chatat. So in that case, where nitnashi gekatam a kapara, maybe over there you could buy your way out minayin. Talmud lomar kol cherem. Therefore, the Torah says, cherem of any kind is exactly the same. You can never buy your way out of a chiyuv mitah. That is precisely what Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva, also ben Akavya, also uses it for. All right. Then the Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Yossi, he's noder and ma'arich. What is that? I understand. Does that have anything to do with what the Tanakhama said? The Tanakhama said he can't be ne'erach. He can't be neither. Did the Tanakhama say otherwise? Where did Tanakhama become Adalo? Where did Tanakhama say he can't? Tanakhama was coming to address the question where he's the object of the Domi Madarach. Comes along Rabbi Yossi and makes a brilliant statement. No, he can be Noder, he can be Marach. I wasn't talking about that. What are you bringing in something that we're not discussing? So it seems that everybody's talking past each other in this Mishnah. First, we have the Tanakhama statement, the noder that he cannot be neither, he cannot be nerach. Then we have Rabbi Yossi saying, no, he can be noder and he can be ma'arich. And then we have now that this further craziness, im hizik, hayav, like as if that's an issue. What's happening? Therefore, says Gemarlok, ben noder u'ma'arich u'magdish, the yotzi la'areg, kuli amalok pligi. Nobody argues, obviously, about that. Why would he not be able to be Noder Maris if he's a Yotzi Lahorik? The real issue over here is the imhizik. The Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi were only arguing about imhizik. Kiplikib imhizik. Tanakhama savar. Imhizik eno chaya b'tashlumi. Rabbi Yossi savar imhizik chaya b'tashlumi. What does this have to do? How did this become a machloket by my pleading? Omer of Yosef, the Shaila is over here, if there's a milva alpe, somebody is chayiv money without a contract. It's just a milva alpe. And he dies. The borrower dies. The question is, can we collect from his heirs if there's no contract? Govemina yorshim kamiflege. Tanakame sava, milva alpe eno govemina yorshim. So therefore, this guy who is going out lehareg, and then over here is that he's chayev. Okay, but that chayev, there's no contract on. It's the equivalent of a milva alpeh. And since we are not going to delay his execution, he's on his way to be killed. He's got another minute to live. The only way we're going to say he's chayev means that he's chayev, his estate is chayev. But his estate will not be chayev if you hold it a milva alpeh and go to Mayosh. Mamela, there's nothing to do. You can't collect that money. Whereas Rabbi Yossi sovereign milva alpeh, go to Mayosh. Rava says, no, that's not the machlok. Kulei Alma, for sure, everybody agrees that milva alpeh ain't government ayarshin. The question is whether this is a milva alpeh. And that's a machlok, it's about whether. In milveh haktuvah b'Torah, not something that you borrowed money and you accepted upon yourself. The Torah demands that you pay, such as over here where you were mazik. So the Torah demands that you're mishalim the hezek. That's what they're arguing. So the Tanakama Savar, even though the Torah defined it as something that is a absolute chiyuv, that doesn't make it the equivalent of ktuva b'shtar in terms of being a registered lien against the property, and memela it can't be collected from the yorshim. Was Rabbi Yossi savar kichtuva b'shtar damya to collect it from the yorshim? Actually, some learned this whole discussion, the Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, not on the Mishnah and on how to understand Rabbi Yossi's words, imhizik chayav, which obviously implies that something was going on behind the scenes between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama, and this must be it, but rather they applied this machloket initially to this bright. The bright is like this. Hayotzele harek, hu shechaval ba'achirim chayav. Since he's a bardan, even though he's going to be killed, if on his way he causes damages, chavalah to somebody else, so he is chayev to pay. But acherim shechavlu bo are peturim, because since he has no shovi, the only way that we can analyze, what am I chayev to pay? The Torah defines what you chayev to pay by market values. So somebody, let's say, blinds him. You're going to say his market value has changed? No. He had no market value before because nobody would buy him. He's on his way to be killed. And there's no market value afterwards. So there was zero chiyuv momon in terms of the way in which we estimate damage. Therefore, they're potter because there's no way of causing measurable damage, financially measurable damage. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, even he who is chov b'achir is also potter because shelo nitan l'chazarat amidat beitin. There's absolutely no way to bring this guy back into court to be mechayev. Because since the halacha is that you cannot entertain any delays in an execution, because we view that as being cruel and unusual punishment, and ein ma'anim et dino, the person's going to be for the next 20 years like being on death row in the United States, thinking about being killed. There's no such thing. This is the din, and it's get it over with. Not that you're going to sit here and think about it. So therefore, we are not going to bring him back to Beit Din. If we're not going to bring him back to Beit Din, then, and the makor of this is either the haftal recha kamocha, or remarkably, it's Rabbi Gershon. It's because it's Sar Bali Chai. it's not a clue, because Kim Lebed Rabbi would have to saying, be. I know what you're saying, but there's no Kim Lebed Rabbi unless it's involved in the same act. We don't say that because someone is going to be punished for A, he's not punished for B. Okay? That's what he's saying. Okay, but apparently, what are you telling me? I mean, surely you're not telling me that the Tanakhama holds that we can take him back into court. You're trying to explain a machlokas. So you're saying, well, I mean, how can he be chayev? They can't bring him to court. Yeah, and the Tanakhama holds we are. If somebody holds that we would be manad in order to make him pay. Omer, Rav Yosef, the Tanakhama, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, of course, agree that we'll never take him back to court. That isn't the issue. And b'milva al peg ovem and ayorshim kamifli. This is how we got to apply that thing that we just described as the question of Rav and Rav Yosef in the Mishnah. Here's how it got involved in this braita. So Rav Yosef says, just like we thought he was talking about the Mishnah, afterwards we apply it. But Rav Yosef said about this case that the real machlokas over here is not whether we'll take it back to Beis Din, but whether we can collect from the estate. Obviously we can't take it back to Beis Din. So the question over here is whether a milval pegovim and a yarshim can be forgiven. Tana kama sovra milval pegovim and a yarshim. Rav Shimon ben Elazar sovra eno govim and a yarshim. And here in this version is where Rabba said against Rav Yosef, Rabba Amar, the kuli alma milva pe ino govim and a yarshim. V'alcha ben milva k'tuva b'torah k'tuva b'shtar kam yiflage. Machlokas over here is whether it's a milval pe or whether it's a milval shtar. Tana kama sovra k'tuva b'shtar damya. Rav Shimon ben Elazar sovra lav k'tuva b'shtar damya. Meitve. Ask the Gemara, you're saying over here that the Tanakhama holds that you're not geva min hayosh. So how do you explain the following bright? Meitve. Hachofer bor b'reshut rabim. Somebody digs a pit. Then a fal alav shor, a guy who digs the pit, is killed by a shor that falls on him. V'harago. So the halacha over there is that the bal hashor is potter. So he doesn't have to pay kofar in this case because his shor murdered it was the guy who dug the pit that was the cause of the murder, essentially. So the bal hashor doesn't have to pay. But not only that, if the shor dies through the unfortunate accident, imet hashor, the yorshe bal habor, have to pay the demei shor lebal hav because he caused the shor to fall into a bor. What is it? What's the difference if he was still in the bor or not? That doesn't change anything. So, if that's the case, you see over here it's stam bright, and we're assuming that you're gova nezek from yorshim. So, I mean, why would I have a stam? The way you're understanding it, the stam mishnah, which is the shita of the Tanakhama, is the way you're understanding it. You're not gova min hayorshim. That's how both of you explained it. Whether the question is whether it's a milva k'tuva b'shtar, if a milva k'tuva a milva alpe. Okay, but I mean, here we see that we're assuming the normative halacha is that we are gova from the yorshim. Omer vilo, Omer Rav. The Braita is talking about, this is a little bit of a funny case, the Braita is talking about where the Baal HaBor was Amad Bedin before he died, and Beis Din was Mechayev him to pay. Once Beis Din was Mechayev him to pay, so then it's as if it becomes a Milvah B'Shtar, obviously. Then it's already a registered lien. That was not the question. And in that case, we will, of course, collect it.
What does Rabbi find it funny?
Well, because the question is, how exactly did that happen? As the Gemara asked, didn't it just say that the shore fell on top of him and killed him? He says the shore fell on him and killed him. Omer Avada Barabo, it doesn't mean that he killed him on the spot. It means that he turned him into a trefa, that he wasn't going to live very long. And meanwhile, we were able to, it's the same way the Rambam uses the Loshim Miyadu mate. He's going to die. So it's a trefa. He asked the Gemara, wait a minute. The Omer of Nachman, Tani, the actually Tani, Chaga, that the Braita was Nafal of Shar, Umet Ukvaro, to make sure that you wouldn't make this mistake of thinking that it's talking about Kishar Amad, but then you made it very clear. Read the Braita that he buried him, not Stam. So, I mean, that meaning at that point, he fell in, and there was a massive collapse of the dirt around the edges, and the guy ends up buried in this bor, under the shore. That's the end of him.
Why did he need the dirt now?
Mm-hmm. Because it says
just the shore,
the shore was Kivaro. No.
What?
No, the shore's not going to stay there. Kivaro means he buried him, Amish. And the point is, he makes it clear that that's the problem. So what's going on? So the only way to understand it, and that's why I said it was funny, is that actually Bezdin happened to be there around the bor, around the bor while this was happening, right? So the Yochot does the Yad V'Dayane Apuma D'Bira, and they see this whole thing, and the guy is like breathing his last, you are chayav to pay the value of the shor. And he dies with those words in his ears. And that's like a classic Dine Yisrael, you know. Okay, but let's forget about the little problem you have right now. There's a halacha we need to pass in your chai.
It was a monthly
basis. That's just like a beautiful... Tana Rabbanan, once we're on the topic of a Yotze Lehareg, so you should know that a Yotze Lehareg, and he's now also at the same moment, chayev, for something else, a korban. So the din over here is that we can do hazoya, mazina lav, midam chatato, umidam hashamo. So in the Beit HaMikdash, they're waiting to know, is this guy alive, or we can no longer bring his chatas or his ashem, because a korban, chatas or ashem were made by alav, becomes possible. Also. So if he's on his way to be killed, we still do the hazoya. But if he was choteba otasha'a, while he is being yotzi lahare, he manages to be mechayev himself in another carbon at that point. So let's say he sees chaylev, you know, and he says, oh, a last chance for a meal, thinking it's a good kosher steak. It turned out, wow, that was chaylev, how did you, oh my gosh. Stay the execution for a moment. Bring a korban. Can we bring a korban? Obviously, without staying the execution, can we bring a korban? So if he was chote at that point, then ein nizkakin lo, because it would require waiting, and we don't wait. My time, huh? So why don't we wait? Omer of Yosef, as we said before, we are never ma'ana adin. We carry it out on the spot. So then I understand. So why are we... You said before that we could be maza on him. Why are we maza on him? So then I feel a reisha nami. I said, well, obviously the reisha is talking about kugon shayaziv chozavua bota sha'ah. He had brought this carbon before. He ordered the carbon 3 days ago. Now they phone up the Beit HaMikdash. Wait a second, this guy's about to be killed. You guys brought the carbon yet? Oh no, we were about to do azayah zadah. Okay, well, you got 30 seconds left. All right, we'll do it right now. So mazin alav. But in this case, we're going to say, hey, this guy's chayav a carbon. He wants to donate money for the carbon. Well, it's going to take us 30 minutes. No, we don't have 30 minutes. It's just a simple question of logistics. So here it's talking about gunon shayav zivcho zavuar poto sha'ah. Ask the Gemara, so then, if that's the case, what are you telling me? That if the carbon wasn't already shechted at that minute, so in zivcho zavuar, what would be the din? That we would not do the hazayah. So what did you have to bring up this crazy case for? Who's chote bota sha'ah? Just say. If they're about to be Zarek the Dam, then be Zarek the Dam. But if they still have to do something, there's nothing to do with being Chayav a Korban now. You're telling me we won't delay it for 30 seconds. Okay, so then tell me the simple halacha. Im Zivcho Zavuach, and they're holding by Hazoya, do the Hazoya. But if ain't Zivcho Zavuach, don't wait. And don't be Zoveach. That's all. You didn't have to introduce a new thing. So then if that's the case, Adatoni Chatabo Tasha, instead of saying, but if he did a Ched at that moment, ain't Iska Kinlo, you don't have to come on to that. You can distinguish the two cases within the same case. When do we say that we're going to wait to be mazeh? Well, we don't have to wait. So over there, there's no ikuv. But, that is what it's saying. It's basically what it's saying. It's saying, but if it's not Zevar Zevor Botasha'ah, then you understand if the guy would be Chayte now. Is there any question in your mind? We're not going to say, oh, stay the execution, let him go bring a korban. That would be crazy, you're saying. But it's no crazy. There's no difference between 5 minutes and 5 days. The principle is exactly the same. That's what we're saying. So therefore, it's Nase Ki'ilu, it's Nase Ki'mi Shechata Botasha'ah. It's as if he did a Chayte right now. That just like you understand, ain't this cocking alone. I'm just trying to make it clear to you. Like you look at me, the difference of how long is it going to take to do shkita? You know, give him 5 minutes. So I'll ask you, no, and if he was chayte right now, give him 5 hours or give him 5 days. So we understand that either this is the principle or not. So Mamela, the only thing that you need to know is, are we ready to go ahead with the hazayat to be mechaper on him Or are we not? Tana Choda. Oved kochavim shita David Davala benekabayit mekablim emenu. V'tani yidachem mekablim. Om Rabbi Yilam, Rabbi Yochan, lakasha, ha betechila, ha besof. Yom Ravas, Yom Rabbi Yochan, betechila, afilo mayim umelachin mekablim emenu. Besof, davar ha-mesuyamin mekablim, davar sheno mesuyam mekablim. Hechi dami davar ha-mesuyam, om Rav Yosef, yigon amakaya orev. Mativ Rav Yosef. Igeret el asaf shomer pardes ha-shelo melech. Amalei Abaye, no, that's because it's a government grant. Shaini malchut et lo ha-adrbe, yomer shmuel, yomer malchut ha-kran ra-turi. O ka-turi velo ha-adrbe. Om Rav Yirom Rav Avik Yochavim Shifrish Truma Mikriyo Botkinoto. I ledat Yisrael Ifrisha Tinaten Lakoyin. Vim Lav Tu Una Geniza Chashin Et Shema Bilibo La Shamayim Te Hegdesh. Meit Ve Avik Yochavim Shitnadev Korah Vishem Katuv Alea Then Botkinoto. Im Amar Bedat Yisrael Ifrish Tia Yigod Vishtamesh Bumotar. Vim Lav Tu Una Geniza Chashin Et Shema Bilibo La Shamayim. Nu, so you see from here, only Taima. The Shem Ketuv Alea. That's why it's by Gniza. Ha'in Shem Ketuv Alea. It wouldn't require Gniza. So why do you say the Truma does? Now, who had in the Afagav the In Shem Ketuv Alea? Nami by Gniza. The whole point is over here is to tell me the opposite. Kamashman, the Afagav the Shem Ketuv Alea. Don't give up. You still can use it. Yigod, Vishtabesh B'motar, to teach me that Shem Shelo B'mekomo, Lav Kadosh. The Tzanon Haya Ketuv Ha'yadot Ha'kilim. Or al kira'e ha-mita, arez ha-yigod, v'ignos, and then you can still use the mita on the kila. Omer v'nachon, omer rabba baravua, omer sela zolet zdaka, mutar l'shanuta. So savur mina, that la'atzmo, yes, because he had it in mind, but la'acher lo. Itma omer v'ami, omer rabbi yochan, not true, it's ben la'atzmo, ben la'acher. Omer rabbi zi'ira, that's only where the omer harei alai, well, omer harei zo. So then, Beina, boy la mitzvah. Matkif la rava, I would have said exactly the opposite. If you said zo, then we allow him to be mishtamish, but because we're interested. Because for us, it's insurance. Kechdel chayeb be'achrayuta. Aval omer alai, where he's already chayeb be'achrayuta, lo. Bottom line is, it's stodim lakan lakan and loshna, whether alai or zo, it's all the same, he can be misham. Tani kavati de rava. Neder tzedaka, vein hekdesh tzedaka. What the heck is that supposed to mean? My karma. Lo neder velo hekdesh tzedaka. El alav achi karma. Tzedaka is like a neder, meaning that there's a din about the acher like neder, but it's enak hekdesh because hekdesh is mamish osu lishtamushim. But Mashenkin tzedaka sure lishtamushim in any way. Omrif kana, amritul shmaita kamida ribzvid minarda. Amar, well, it's very good that you guys figured it out. But atan achimat ninala, anan achimat ninala. It was all included in Reb Nachman's original statement. Om Reb Nachman, Om Rabba Baravua, Om Rav, Om Sela Zolet Staka, Mutar Lashanota, Bein La Atzmo, Bein La Acher, Bein Omar Alai, Bein Omar Harezo. Tana Rabbanet Sela Zolet Staka, Shlo Batal Yado, Liad Gabai, Mutar Lashanota. Mishabat liyad gabai, asur l'shanataini. For Rabbi Yanai, used to be Yosef Upora. That's different. Shani Rabbi Yanai, the nechlu lanim, the kokama demashi, maase yumaitilu. So they end up getting more money. So it's like an investment. Tana Rabbana, Yisrael shitnadev menorah, oner, lebet ha-knesset, asur l'shanata. So Rabbi Chia bar Abba l'meimar, loshna l'dvar rashut, loshna l'dvar mitzvah, Amle Ravami Achim Rabbi Yochanan Loshano Ela Ledvarashut, but the Dvar Mitzvah Mutar Loshanota. How can I prove it? Because meaning Amre Vasi Amre Rabbi Yochanan that a case where an Ovid Kochavi Mitnadev Minorah or Ner Lebet Knesset. So Achilo Nishtakea Shem Baalea Asulashanota. Mishin Nishtaka Shem Baalea Mutar Loshanota. So what do you think we're talking about over here? Let me see how you understand Rabbi Yochanan. Lamai. And we were talking about the Dvar Rashut, my Hare Ovid Kochavim, if you're Yisrael Nami. Ela, we just said before in the Bright, you can't be Mashanab once you came into the end of the Gabbai. Ela, Lidvar Mitzvah. And where's the limitation? Dafkan and Ovid Kochavim, because the Poi of Yisrael Delo Poi Shaper Dami. Actually, once Zrak the Taya, Indiv Shragal of Eknishta, the Rav Yehuda, And Rechova was Mishana v'ikbid Rover. Some say Rova was Mishana and ikbid Rechova. Some say Shani Chazani de Pumpadita, and both Rechova and Rova were Makbid. So man de Shani Savar. How often is Shazra going to come around here? Lo Shchiyar, a busy man. Uman de ikbid Savar zim de makri ve'ati. Hagoseis v'yotze le'areg, lo nider v'lo ne'erach. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya omer, ne'erach, mibnei shedamav kitzuvim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, well, now he is noder umarech umadish, and him is ikhaya, which seems to be a non sequitur. So Bishleim ago says, lo nider, I understand the lav bar damimu. He's lo ne'erach, I understand the lav bar amadav arachahu. But ayotzei le'areg, I mean, I understand he's lo nider, the lav bar damimu, but why in the world would he not be ne'erach amaylo? Titania, the minay that yotzei la'areg shamar erchi alai lomar klum. Talmud lomar ko cherem lo yipade. Yochel afilu kodem shigmar dino. Talmud lomar min ha'adam lo yipade. Velo kol ha'adam. So what about according to Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya? The yomar nerach min ha'shedamav k'tzuvim. What does he do with ko cherem ayavidle? He says it means exactly what it's saying. V'chidish tzakatani Rabbi Shmuel ben Hashem Yochel v'broka. He said l'fisha matzina l'mumatim b'dei shamayim that they're able to get off the hook. Not nima monu mutchaper lam. It says beferish by a baalim of a shor muad im kofer yushat alav. Even though it said gam baalav yumat, si yochal af b'dei adam kein. Tamed lo mar kol cherem lo yipadeh. That you might think this is dafka mitot chamroch where there's lo nitan shi yatan lechapara, but mitot kalot shi nitan shi yatan lechapara minayin. Tamed lo mar kol cherem. Rabbi Yossi omer, Noder umarich. Tanakama mikomar delo. Ella clearly noder umarich umagdish is not the issue here. Kuliyam lo plige. The only issue is the imizik. The Tanakama savar imizik eno chayav v'tashlumim. And Rabbi Yosef savar imizik chayav v'tashlumim. B'maika miflige. Om Rabbi Yosef b'milva alpe govim en ayorshin ka miflige. Tanakama savar milva alpe eno govim en ayorshin. Rabbi Yosef savar milva alpe govim en ayorshin. Rova mekuli alma milva alpeno govim min ayorshim. Och me milva ktuva betorah, but gamifge whether it's a milva alpe. Tanakama sa milva ktuva betorah lavki ktuva b'shtar damya. So it's a milva alpe, Rabbi Yosef sa ktuva b'shtar damya. Now, ike de matin la whole discussion on another brighter, where over there was talking about hayotzei le'areg hu shechava b'achirim is chayim, but achirim shechav l'bor p'turim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, even who shechavah b'achirim is potter. Because, what are you going to do? Bring him back to court. Lo nitan l'chazara l'amidat beitin, because there is no way we're going to be ma'aneh adinu. So, what are you saying? That the Tanakama, it's not like that. The Tanakama says, nitan l'chazara l'amidat beitin, and it's here that we apply the machlok, because we're Yosef Rav. So, Omer of Yosef, well, they're actually arguing not about whether nitan l'chazara l'amidat beitin. We're talking about the question whether the estate is responsible. They're arguing about milval peh, govim and ayorshim kamifal. Gitanakabas of milval peh, govim and ayorshim, shimilazam and govim and ayorshim. Rabba omat, kuleyama milval peh, ino govim and ayorshim. And the question over here is milvak tuvah b'torah, whether it's considered to be the equivalent of a ketuvah b'shtar damya, Tanakama sava ketuvah b'shtar damya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar sava lav ketuvah b'shtar damya, meit ve'achofer bor b'rshut rabim v'nafal alav shor, v'harago patur. Not only is he patur, ela shimet ha'shor, the yorshe balabor, chayav l'shalim, demei shor l'ba'alav. How do you explain that? That here we're saying it does go from the estate? Om Rabbi lo amarav, kisha amad bedin. What are you talking about? It says he killed him. Aragokatani. Omer Vadabarah doesn't mean at that instant the guy died. He was Asa'o Trefa. But, you know, Reb Nachman said, Tani Chaga, Meit Ukvoro, Vilchata Dayat Vidayani Apumid Abira. Tana Rabban, Hayotse Leareg Mazin Alav Midam Chatato, Midam Hashamo. But if he was Chatabo Tasha'a, then we're not going to wait to him to bring a carbon and ain't his kakilo, my time up. On Rav Yosef ben Eishe in Ma'ani Metino. I'm like, I understand. So then why do we wait for the first one? Afilu Reisha Nami. No, that's talking about Gagon Shayaziv Choza Voach Ba'ota Shah. We don't have to wait. No, so what are you saying? You're saying, Yavel Ein Ziv Choza Voach Mai. That we wouldn't wait. No, so then at the Tani Chatabo Tashama, we have to get a crazy case like that for. That only if he's Chatabasha in this Kakilo. Just be lift up with it named Bedina. Bamed, Vorim Amurim, Shaya Zevar Zavuar Botasha. Ah, Avo Ein Zevar Zavuar Lo. Now that's exactly what it's saying. Orchinamiko Omar. Bamed, Vorim Amurim, Shaya Zevar Zavuar Botasha. Ah, Avo Ein Zevar Zavuar Botasha. Ah, Nase Kemi Shechata. And then, it's just like you understand that, that ain't his cocking law. So too, ain't his cocking law here. Even if it's just 5 minutes.